Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the yearly count of the eastern monarch butterfly population that overwinters in Mexico was released on January 30th, showing an increase of 144% over last year's count. That is the highest count since 2006. In stark comparison, the western monarch butterfly population that overwinters along the California coast declined 86% in 2018, which was just enough to avoid a complete collapse. Eric Holst is the Associate Vice President, Working Land, says the decline seen in the western monarch population probably has various factors at work.
There's some habitat, you know, in the Central Valley in California that's not being used by monarch, wasn't used last year. So habitat's an important factor, but it may not be the only factor. And unfortunately, we just don't really understand what those other drivers. It may be changes in climate, changes in weather patterns. Some have suggested that the fires that we had in the fall of last year might have interrupted the monarch migration.
Holst says the monarch moves around a lot, and making sure that they have enough food on their travels is vital.
The essential ingredient of that habitat are wildflowers. The monarch move around by sipping on nectar from various wildflowers, and milkweed. Milkweed is a very unique plant species that monarch lay their eggs on exclusively. There's various species of milkweed. Been a great decline in milkweed in the landscape over the last 25 years, so it's really important to get that back.
Holst says another problem is the fact that the western monarch is in a bottleneck kind of situation where the numbers are so low, it's hard for them to come back.
Any sort of little disturbance in the system can cause a collapse, and it makes it much more vulnerable. So, you know, Environmental Defense Fund and our partners, the Xerces Society, academic researchers, you know, state wildlife officials, federal wildlife officials, we're getting together later this month at UC Davis to, you know, just roll up our sleeves and see if we can identify, you know, some of the other causes. And we ramp up conservation activities to make sure that we get out of this bottleneck situation.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at the monarch for the endangered species list with the deadline of June 2019. The National Weather Service says the threat of significant spring flooding in the Red River Valley in North Dakota and Minnesota has increased, though current estimates show manageable levels for cities along the river. The Weather Service said in a report on Thursday that substantial snowpack in late January and February means that widespread above normal runoff is now likely, with the ultimate levels likely to depend on rate of runoff and precipitation in March. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.